This is In the Dirt with Asodu.
All right, I'm here at NAMAD hanging out with my brand new friend, but we've been closer than we knew for a few years. Jose with Darrell Walsh of Honda in just outside of Nashville, really what I know as like the Franklin, Cool Springs, almost Columbia area. Absolutely. Thanks for hanging out with us today, man.
Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, well, cool.
So you were just telling this the story, like you've been around the automotive industry. So how many years have you been in it at this point?
I'm going to say so roughly 26 to 27 years.
Wow. Man. So you've been kind of like through all the ups and downs and
I've seen all that type of stuff. I've seen a little bit of everything.
Right.
Absolutely right.
And so now you've been GMs of stores, you've been sales managers, all that. Mm-hmm. And you told me like you're here because you see a path toward being a dealer and finding that way. The Hendrick, organization, like they support that vision and that mission and they're seeking after that. What does that mean to you? What's that next step mean to you and your ability to impact for your family or for other people?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Basically, I've been with the group now going on this upcoming February, it'll be 3 years. And the question that you just asked, I'm finally with an automotive group that will support my dream and vision to becoming a dealer. And that's why I'm here, to be able to build those relationships. And I've had a lot of relationships out there with a lot of different brands. And with this particular conference and this meeting, every brand is here. Any brand that you can think of is here. And basically here to build the relationships and then to be able to have what they call one-on-one interviews that they can sit down with you on a one-on-one basis to pretty much have a little mini interview as far as becoming a dealer and an owner.
That's awesome.
And that's why I'm here. The group, Rick Hendrick Automotive, actually is supporting that dream and that vision. And with the processes that are already in place with what they're doing, and based on my experience and based on the relationships here, that dream, it can come true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why.
So
I'm
there's a lot. I mean, whenever I'm talking to someone that's going, I'm not a dealer yet. I've been in the industry for a while, and I'm looking forward to this. The next 3 to 5 years in the industry, there's a lot just kind of brewing on, like, what's going to happen with EVs? What's going to happen with, is inventory coming back? There's a lot of questions. So as you're approaching this mindset of, like, I may be a dealer in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. What do you think are the things that, what are you paying attention to most in the market or in the industry or the way that people do the car business that you're kind of making sure that you have your heads up on so that you're ready?
Well, first of all, having to be able to communicate like I am communicating with you right now, that is different. this is a younger deal here as far as the platform that you guys use. As far as communicating, get the word out, but pretty much everything is the same. I've seen the ups and downs as far as inventory. I've seen the ups and downs as far as processes, but you know, I go back to the old PP. If you had the right people in place, the right processes in place, and the right people, any organization can run fine. And I've had that type of experience. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of things have already changed. The way we do business is totally different now because of the inventory shortage. But it's still the same. And the same is giving that good product and giving the client or customer a great experience. That's what people want.
Yep.
And really right now, because of COVID and not just shortage of inventory, it's just shortage of personnel right now. And because of shortage of personnel, a lot of service and experiences in any venue or any product line or restaurants, hotels.
It doesn't matter
service,
what.
I don't care what it is.
It doesn't matter what you're in. Yeah.
Because of that shortage of just manpower, the service can sometimes go down.
Yeah.
You know.
So what are you doing to like in the store right now?
Oh yeah. What I'm doing right
make
now.
Make sure that's.
Yeah,
like held up. Either you're finding the people, or you're adjusting the processes. What are you doing actively right now?
Both. Got to find the people. Got to find the right personnel. Got to have the right processes in place. But I'm old school, man. I don't mind telling you. I'm 56, soon to be 57. Been in the business 26 plus years. But what I'm doing now is, and I don't mind saying this, I'm loving on my guests. I'm loving on my on the people who work around me. And I walk in love. And I think that when you do that and provide a good service and be able to give them a good experience from the time they walk into your dealership or even on the phone up or either internet lead, you got to express that love, man. You got to be able to share with them that you want to do business with them, and you got their backs. And
yep.
You're listening to what their needs and wants are. And if you can provide that, you can have a successful organization. And another thing too, if your people are happy within your organization, the customer that you deal with, they're going to feel that, and they're going to have a great experience. I don't care what product that you provide.
Doesn't matter the product.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the time. Doesn't matter the market conditions. If humans feel loved, cared for, and they have a great experience interacting with you, it's going to be great. So,
Absolutely. Man,
I really appreciate you, Jose, taking just a few minutes to hang out with us. It's great to meet you.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have to like have a meal or something
when
we get back to Nashville.
You live, you worked in Franklin, and we know some of the same people. And,
I know.
It's a good. I'm glad you caught me, man.
Awesome. Sounds
appreciate
good.
It.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Asodu. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our Daily Dose of Fun, a free email that you can sign up for at asodu.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations In the Dirt with Asodu.